OG Podcast Network presents. Welcome to Fireside.
First off, welcome to Fireside. When we talk to comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we get choose. Even a superhero fight club who we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. You need to listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax a lot back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P Features.
Hello, Internet.
And Beep You Mauer.
Beep You. And don't forget, Features here with his hands.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to need those hands on this one.
They're almost cosmic level. I won't be able to use them after the
they
next Fight Club or two.
So not.
Will it Smith is cowering somewhere just listening to this.
It you know is it. Amazing how Feature sees himself.
I was about to sign up to be an extra for a Creed too. Thought they might need these hands.
Yeah, they don't. So anyway, if you're new around here, welcome to the Saturday show, which is where we don't talk about the news.
Totally different.
Wow, Features. We don't talk about the news.
New news.
Thank you. God. Tradition mean nothing to you?
There was something important on
tradition. Sorry, we were doing the M'Baku challenge. And I got that in my head.
But he's hot in mine.
He's challenged day.
Guys.
Well, sorry.
Go see Black Panther if you don't know what I'm referring to. Anyway.
It's are Saturday. You done?
It is Saturday.
Are you done?
Guys, I'm ready to fight some shit.
Ooh,
okay. Ooh.
He's
ready.
Wow. Okay. So, Saturday show is where we're going to talk about a topic, or in this case, we're going to do what one of our favorite things. I think one of our favorite games on this show.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. It's in our theme song. That's how much we like it.
Fireside Fight Club. Fight Club. Fight Club.
That's pretty good. So, what is Fireside Fight Club?
It's where we go up against some of our favorite or not so favorite characters from the comic verse and knock them down a peg or two and kick their butt.
According to Minty, we usually lose.
Yeah, but he doesn't know much.
No, we definitely lose because we haven't lost yet. Yeah, no, we've lost.
We haven't. We've won.
Because in the truth is we would not win.
Mauer.
We win.
Thank you.
You die, but we win.
No, Mauer. What happens is Mauer backstabs us, and then Mauer still dies.
That's what happens.
So yeah, the idea of this is that us as Fireside, Menti, you know, Mauer, Features, as ourselves, go up against some of our favorite teams in comics. So who have we already fought? We had the Guardians of the Galaxy. We did the Arrowverse. We fought them. We fought the Defenders.
Suicide Squad.
I think that's been
a lot of fun, right? And what are the rules to Fireside Fight Club?
Rule number one.
You can't talk about Fireside Fight Club.
Rule number two.
You still can't talk about Fireside Fight Club.
Rule number 17.
If this is your first time at Fireside Fight Club,
you have to fight.
You missed no belts, no shirts, no shoes.
That's afterwards. Oh, wait. You know,
Last rule.
My fault.
Never mind.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
Our actual rules are you're allowed to choose one weapon, but it can't be an Omega level weapon, which would be
like Ultimate Nullifier.
Anything that could destroy the universe or just is so overly powerful that it's not a fun conversation.
And from what I've just found out, nothing that makes you super fast.
Well, yeah, if you had the speed of a god, you're pretty OP, bro.
All right.
And who are we fighting today?
We're fighting the Robins.
So originally we were going to fight the Bat Family, and then we were like, we're not ready for Batman. when it's time to go against Batman, it'll probably just be Batman and then us.
Yeah, that's fair.
And we definitely will lose. It'll be a very short issue. It'll be about 20 minutes. 10 minutes where we just kind of cry for a while.
Yeah,
I'm going to last for at least 1.0 seconds.
Maybe he will see your hands, like literally like look at them.
Yeah, he's going to
laugh.
He's going
to
die.
As time takes him to laugh.
As he breaks them both.
Listen, he's going to dip one time and that's when the fight ends.
So we're not ready for Batman yet, but we did figure let's go up against the Robins. Now, originally, we were going to go against Nightwing, right? So we're going to go against Dick Grayson.
Okay.
Jason Todd, Red Hood.
Mm-hmm.
We're Tim Drake, Red Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to do Damian Wayne's Robin, but somebody couldn't make it to the show tonight, baby.
Looking at you.
He's still playing with that Infinity Gauntlet.
All about that Infinity Gauntlet.
I don't I don't want to know.
I guarantee you he's in like a mustard stained shirt, right? He's just gross and smells funky, but that thing is pristine. He's polishing it. Anyway,
he's showering in it.
So when we, so I mean, there is still Stephanie Brown. Who's Carrie? Carrie Kelly from. So we
Orphan.
Didn't. Yeah. Well, was Orphan ever a Robin?
She was a Robin.
She was never a Robin. Yeah. No. Well, that's why I would say we didn't want to do the Bat Family unless there was more of us. So since there's not more of us,
we need like 60 of us to go against the Bat Family.
That's why we went down
to
the Robins.
Revisit this.
I want to do. I want to
have some guests on here. We're going to revisit.
I want to go against the whole Bat Family. I want Batman. I want Batwing. I mean, I want Signal. I want the new Bat Family. Clayface.
Signal could catch these hands.
Orphan, Bluebird. I want the whole Bat Family. No, and he can't catch. Never mind. So let's start with who we're going against. So I'm going to be going up against Nightwing. Nightwing being the first Robin, right? Dick Grayson, the one that we all know and love.
Yes.
And he is the leader, so to speak, of the Robins, except for, you know, it's got a very like Leonardo, Raphael kind of.
Because he wears blue?
Well, yes, but even like the way Jason Todd and Dick Grayson talk to each other is very reminiscent of Leonardo and Raphael from the Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they have that same dichotomy, like they're brothers that have, like, love. But
it's respect, but both of them kind of think they're better than the other one.
Exactly. And then you got Tim Drake. Who's Tim Drake?
Tim Drake would be the third Robin installment, who at one point decided to differentiate himself and call himself Red Robin. So he had the cool hood on the cape. That was awesome.
He's the smartest Robin. I mean,
he is by far
to the point where Batman said that he's smarter than him.
He's not smarter than Batman.
Well, Batman said it.
He thinks a little bit quicker, but he's not smarter.
All I'm saying is that you're going up against the smart one. All right.
Great.
All right, Donatello.
Uh-huh.
And now Red Hood, so Jason Todd.
He's a punk.
Yeah, Jason Todd as a Robin was a punk, right?
He got beat to death with a crowbar.
We all voted for that.
But that is not who you're going up against.
Oh.
You are going up against the counterpart, the adult Jason Todd, the tough Jason Todd, the strong cool Jason Todd.
Beat me.
You're going against the I think out of all of us, you've got the rough one.
Beep.
Because to me, Jason Todd is cunning and conniving and capable as Nightwing is. Jason Todd is just—he's got the strength and the agility that the Lazarus Pit gave him. The Lazarus,
well,
Lazarus,
had the agility.
Pit. I said piss.
The Lazarus Pit.
Yeah.
Also gives him rage, which maybe I'll be able to take.
Let's call him the Ra's al Ghul pool. Let's do
so. That. And then now another thing that we have to do is we got to figure out location. So because it's the Robins, I figure let's do like Gotham Harbor at like a circus or at
mall
like a,
PTSD.
Like, let's do like a fair, like what are the carnival attractions that they have?
Let's make sure that it's all creepy with Joker's faces.
Yeah,
everywhere.
that's what I mean.
It's all giving PTSD.
Yes.
You know what's worse? Dick Grayson's parents died at the circus. Jason Todd, him and his parents witnessed that. And, you know, your guy, he's got beat to death by a clown. So we got an advantage.
So I think that's a good location for this to happen. Now, that does mean that with Ferris Wheels, I cannot speak. Ferris Wheels, they're going to be able to. Ferris Wheels. I want to watch Flash. I think that's what it is.
Ferris Wheels.
Jesus Christ.
So HR, I still miss.
Still looking for a new co-host.
Anyway, they're all going to be able to zip out of danger pretty quick.
Right? Well, are we at a circus or a fair?
Oh, well, what do you normally find at, like,
the circus?
The
circus is under a tent.
Well, I think there could be a tent there for a circus, but I'm thinking, like, Ferris wheels and roller coasters, like what you would find at a harbor.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a boardwalk or something like that.
Yeah.
Amusement park type thing.
And they have, like, the tents and stuff. So, I mean, you still have that kind of vibe and feel.
PTSD.
But it's open.
But it's open. It's out in the open.
All right.
All right. So, let's go. Let's round robin. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our weapons.
You want to go first?
So, I'm thinking that. So, I had to think about how do you take on Dick Grayson, and you don't. I mean, the real answer is you don't go up and try and fight Dick Grayson. You're going to lose. I mean, it's Batman number two. Right?
Like, yeah, essentially.
Like you're not going to win. So there's no way I can fight Dick Grayson. So I need to beat him psychologically, which is still going to be tough. But Dick Grayson has an issue, like a self-worth problem, especially when it comes to Batman, because out of all the Robins, Dick Grayson was shown the least amount of love, right? Dick Grayson was probably the one who feels as though he's not worthy of where he's at.
he probably shouldn't have been a ward of Bruce Wayne at that point.
No, no.
Bruce was not ready to take care of another living thing.
No. Absolutely not. And so, and the other Robins got a very sentimental and sympathetic side to Bruce Wayne, where Dick Grayson did not. So he's got some psychological stress from being with
that we're going to take advantage of.
Somewhat like middle child syndrome.
I was thinking, what if I used the Mirror Master's gun? Now, if you're new to DC Comics, Mirror Master is a Flash villain who has a gun that allows him to travel into the mirror realm. But this, the reason why I want the gun is because it can cast illusions. So my goal here, especially with us being at a park or amusement park, mm-hmm. is to go into the House of Mirrors.
Nice.
And then have nothing but Batman and his parents in all the mirrors, saying that he's worthless. He can't do this. And the more I mess with him psychologically, I bet you I could get him to give up. And if I just stay in the mirror world, he can't hit me.
You know what? Take that with my weapon. Now, I've got two that I want to pick from, so I'm going to leave it up to you. First one I thought of was the Hellfire shotgun.
Okay.
But if that gets knocked out of my hands, I'm like features and worthless.
Explain. What's the
Hellfire shotgun? Hellfire shotgun is basically a shotgun that just shoots hellfire, which is pure energy from hell that hurts your soul as well as your body.
Ooh, I don't know if that's going to really affect
How is
Jason
that working
Todd?
On Red Hood if he's been dead?
So that's why I went to my second one, which I was thinking of Ragman's cloak.
Ooh. Hmm. Ooh, Ragman's cloak. I like that's a good one.
So
that's a good one. That's like Spawnish.
Spawnish. So if I partner with you
good choice.
In the House of Mirrors, you can help screw with their minds, and then I have the cloak.
Let's not put them together. Let's not have them fight.
Yeah, you don't want
them we don't want them fighting as a unit.
Because what'll happen is they'll feed off of each other.
Because Jason Todd is not going to fall for the same thing.
Can I find a crowbar somewhere?
I don't think that's a good idea, man.
Oh, you should have used the Wrecking Crew crowbar.
I'm just going to say he's going to use that on you. I wouldn't go in there with a crowbar.
Bring that rage out. Ugh, crowbars.
I would say Ragman's rags. So what are Ragman's rags?
So Ragman's rags have the powers of strength and they can extend and grab. Think of Spawn's cape.
Dirty and homeless.
The magic was cast on them during World War II to help protect Jewish people as they were being oppressed. So it has all of that put into it.
Mm.
So it's a very strong but not overpowerful.
So you want to beat them with bum cloth.
I think that's a good one. Plus, it can take a beating. And that's the important part.
Can it be cut, though?
I don't know if it's bulletproof, though. And that's really... Out of all the Robins...
Almost a nuclear bomb.
Well, that's a little OP, bro.
Well, not nuclear, but it can withstand a big bomb.
But can
it's like Batman's cape.
Can it be cut, though?
Because it covers his face. So if that's the case, and you're completely covered in this, I don't know. That's pretty OP, but we're going to go with it.
He's been beaten, so
can the cloth be cut?
Yeah, but
okay, then you might still have issues.
Yeah, Red Hood is the most dangerous because Red Hood's the one who's going to kill you.
Yes,
like the rest of them, Dick Grayson's not going to kill me, and
Jason Todd's definitely not going to kill me.
Tim Drake not killing anybody. Jason Todd, on the other hand, will stab you to death in the throat multiple times.
And this is what I was thinking: is we can use. The hatred among the Robins against them.
Yeah, they don't.
Because if they see
those
him,
three don't hate each other.
They see Damian, him trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, at this point, they're kind of used to it.
It's different because if you have Minty playing with Nightwing's head in the Hall of Mirrors, right? The moment Jason Todd comes in, he's going to say, "Yo, man up."
Yeah, no, Jason Todd.
You don't want him to do that.
He would ruin my plan immediately because it's not going to work on him.
And let alone having Tim Drake walk in there, he would completely ruin that plan. So you trap Nightwing and we'll handle those two. So
how you handling yours?
So
you say your hands, I'm gonna hit you.
Yeah, it's fair. You get rolled on if you say your hands.
Okay. All right. So I actually was going to use Prometheus's helmet.
Who?
Prometheus is actually a Justice League villain.
We need to get the soundbite. We need to get the he's challenged.
Prometheus is a Justice League villain whom by himself took down each and every member of the Justice League from Superman to Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Martian Manhunter, and last but not least, Batman. And the cool thing about him was that in his helmet, he had it preloaded. It gave him genius level intellect, a master strategy, and he also had the ability of every major martial artist across the world. including Batman himself.
All right, so if the helmet's removed from your head, do you still maintain that information?
Yes, but anything you want to add after that, I wouldn't be able to do.
It's, I mean, okay.
So I'm going to have that information preloaded.
So let's, I mean, I'm always Debbie Downer on this show.
Of course you are.
So let's go.
So you know, I chose that because I know that Tim Drake is the weaker fighter of the three.
Yeah, but he's also the brilliant tactician of the three.
What, I am also a master strategist because of the helmet.
You are not a master strategist.
If I'm using the helmet, yes, I am.
My good sir.
Genius level intellect.
So let's start with you. So you've got this helmet, mm-hmm. right? And an EMP is pretty normal. For the Bat family. So the moment you show up wearing a metal thing on your head, an EMP goes off, and there goes that helmet. So sure, you get to retain your information, but at the same time, you are not as experienced as Tim Drake.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am. I think you need to reread that issue, that series in Justice League about Prometheus.
Okay, I'm going to go even there. You might have all the skills, but your physical prowess to execute said skills is still somewhat lacking compared to them.
Compared to the peak physical condition of Tim Drake.
You're going
to
punch him as hard as you can, and guess what? He's going to look down.
I'm going to give you a Black Panther quote. I forget in the more recent books where he was going up against an enemy, and the enemy said, "You lost because I've been training my entire life to fight you." And Black Panther went, "No, you lose because I've been training my entire life to fight the unknown." Tim Drake's been fighting the unknown. You're going in there expecting to fight Tim Drake.
Yeah, but we can utilize features. So EMP, even if it goes off, features you head to Mirror Master's world.
First and foremost, let me just tell y'all this, right? My physical prowess is fine. I've been in the gym. I will tear him apart.
What you can do at Planet Fitness versus what you can do at the Batcave are two drastically different things.
I do more than just Planet Fitness.
But wait. Yeah, you can't grunt there.
I have natural athletic ability as well.
We got an idea, though.
Would you say your peak human physical conditioning? Peak. Are you an Olympian?
Yes.
You're an Olympian.
In the fireside world, yes, I am.
Fireside?
Compared to us, doesn't count.
I know. <yeah.
laughs> Your peak fireside form. You're no Arnold Schwarzenegger. But hold on. What if he goes after you're screwed up?
Here's the thing. The sad truth is, as I already know, I lost. You know why I lost?
How?
Because Tim, bear with me here.
Okay.
So let's, on my side of things, right? I lure him into the House of Mirrors.
Uh-huh.
Right? I hop in the mirror world.
That's successful.
Right? I hop in the mirror. I'm in the mirror world. He can't hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I start putting up illusions. So I'm messing with him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All he has to do is break the mirrors and I'm stuck.
But you can go to any mirror, any reflective surface, anywhere.
Yeah. You could come out of a pool.
Right, but the likelihood of me just popping up in the best place is not likely.
But that's fine. He's in there fighting that. You can come help us now.
He wouldn't be in there fighting that.
Your illusions would still stay there. So you get those illusions up, even if it's screwing with him for 5 minutes.
Would serve as the distraction.
That takes him out of it for 5 minutes. You can now help me.
To do what?
To have me pop.
I don't know how much help. Look, okay. We don't have cameras up, so you guys can't see my physical prowess. But I don't think I'm going to be doing much up against the Red Hood,
but
here, buddy.
You can help me jump in and out of mirrors.
Okay,
and I can have the rag start.
You're lucky because those rags are going to defend you from a lot.
And isn't Red Hood's whole face thing shiny and metallic, mirror-like? You could literally pop your arm out of his face and start choking him.
I don't think that's how that works.
I don't think it'll work exactly like that. But that's a good thought.
Anything reflective, you can go in and out of.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the rounded helmet of.
He's come out of some weird things.
Yeah. I don't think he's popping out of the helmet, though. I'll give you puddles and stuff. I'm not popping out of that man's helmet.
I digress, though. But, I mean, there is a way we can strategize. I know this. From the abilities that I will gain from using the helmet, I can go toe-to-toe with Tim Drake, and I can disarm him because I will be genius level intellect and a master strategist.
I don't think Tim Drake's going to fight you.
No.
I think once he realizes that he can't,
I don't think
win hand-to-hand, he probably might not try to fight
me. I think you're going
to
get tied up and be knocked and be out of the fight before you realize he's there.
We might only have one weapon. All of these Robins have tons of weapons and gadgets on them.
Right. And the truth is, they're going to be there looking for us. We're not going to see them.
So the one downside we have is...
They're ninjas, bro.
Sorry.
You know that.
They're ninjas?
Yes. Three of them that wear brightly colored costumes for some reason.
Are there highly visible ninjas?
Somehow they're still hidden in the shadows wearing red, yellow, and green.
Yeah. All right, so with Red Hood,
mm-hmm.
we can get him real angry by me just kind of disappearing back and forth. Do you think that'll take away from his mental fortitude?
I think he's going to know where you pop up. I think it's going to be like a first-person shooter when you have like a grenade launcher and you shoot to where they're going. I think he's going to notice what you're doing. And a bullet's going to catch you.
You're also discounting that you have the ultimate defense with you. You could actually piss him off by just staying out of his range.
It's true. The rags could keep you at a distance. But again, this is not anyone like this. This is a guy who can break a Kryptonian's grip. Mm. Like, this is not a features you and I have it easy because we're going up against people with weapons. You're going up with the only superpower person here.
I can use the rags to steal stuff from his like utility belts and crap.
Good luck with that, because you know what he's going to have on him is those. He's going to have two pistols and he's going to have two Bowie knives and a lot of bombs.
So he's protected from the bombs.
Those knives are going to start ripping through those rags.
That's your real problem.
And you're not to mention the batarangs, the smoke grenades. I mean, it's Batman, but like willing to kill you.
All right, so I'm going to run from him, and I'm going to go after the weaker one.
Which I don't think he's going to be around being a master strategist. Yeah. You're not going to see Tim Drake. Here's the thing. Dick Grayson will come face-to-face with me. Because Dick Grayson is, I guarantee you, the type that's going to want to talk it out. Yeah. He's not going to want to fight to begin with, which is where my strategy of kind of luring him into the House of Mirrors comes into play. Red Hood is just going to bum-rush you. Tim Drake is going to be hiding, and all of a sudden you're going to get
I'll find him.
Well, let's re-strategize.
I will find him.
I'm going to start off with you then.
You taking me out?
No.
You join the Bat family?
Well, yeah, no. I'll be in the mirrors with you, so when you start messing with him, I'm just going to jump out with the rags and snap his neck.
I don't want to kill him.
We don't kill people. I've killed somebody in every Fight Club we've done.
And I've argued with you every time.
So I'm going to kill him.
You're not killing him. No. See, now I got to stop you.
Wait, why?
Now the dichotomy changes drastically.
No, listen. I actually have to agree with Mal here. He's actually fighting against somebody that will kill him, and you're saying that he can't kill
him? No, he's talking about killing Dick Grayson.
Somebody's got to die.
Dick Grayson?
Not Dick.
You're going to kill Nightwing?
I don't want to kill Nightwing.
You know all of us here, every single person at this table has a soft spot for Dick Grayson.
So here's what happens.
You know that's true. Every single one of us. Anything bad happened? Like, remember when Dick Grayson became a bad guy for a little bit, and we were all like, "This is ridiculous. Yeah. I don't accept this." Did anyone finish or read that book?
No.
Because you don't do that tonight.
I won't kill him. I'll knock him into the mirror world, and then you can jump out, and then he'll just be stuck in the mirror world.
You can do that.
That's a good point.
All right. So now we've gotten rid of one of them, and we're kind of safe in the shadows until Red Hood comes looking for me. He's not going to be stealthy, though.
He can be.
I've already pissed him off at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's not going to be stealthy. His goal is to murder you.
So let's jump back into...
I think you get a knife in the side of your neck before you realize that he was paying attention.
Well, the cape protects me from that.
Well, that's a pretty sharp knife. I forget what kind of metal
it's made out of. Able to cut his cut Batman's cords? Yeah. It was like a big deal. You ever seen a knife that can cut your cables?
Yeah, because there's only like a... few metals in that realm that can actually cut Batman's cables.
I can grab his arms.
So here's the thing, right?
Again, this is going to be a scenario where you don't know where he is. The sad truth is that I
but
think
the capes can see everywhere.
This
right?
is why I always am the Debbie Downer on
You're
this.
Always a Debbie Downer. I need you to stop it.
And the reason is because I'm a realist and I believe in these characters that we underestimate them every single time.
Sure, that's your perception.
You honestly think any one of us is Slade Wilson here? Any of us Deathstroke? Because they all beat Deathstroke.
I said I have Prometheus' helmet. He single-handedly took down the entire Justice League.
You are not Prometheus.
With his helmet, I am.
Watch. Have you ever played that arcade game where you punch it and you see how strong your punch is?
Yes.
All right.
How strong is your punch?
I haven't played that since I was a kid.
Have you ever been beaten in that game by your friends? Has anybody of your friends hit harder than you?
Oh, I'm going to call horseshit.
No.
All right.
I never went to the arcade with my friends.
Are you the high?
So no.
Were you the high score
that's,
holder?
That's a technicality,
on that
bro.
Yeah, hey, it's true.
Were you the high score on the game?
I was a kid. No, there were grown men playing that game.
I'm just saying, Tim.
Somebody's gonna hit harder than you, and guess who's one of them?
Tim Drake.
Nope.
Prometheus.
You truly believe you're stronger than Tim Drake?
I will be.
You're. It gives you tacticians.
It
abilities,
does
right?
Your brain, not to your body.
Your body is as is.
Whatever your mind convinces your body it can do, it will do.
That's not how this works.
You saw Split.
Oh my dude, you are not the beast.
I'm not the beast.
You were,
but I am a kind of like
you
a beast.
You were not the heart or the horde. All right, you
I'm
not
changing my strategy. First, I'm gonna go snap features neck. Just so I don't have to deal with those hands anymore. I'm gonna turn to Red Hood and be like, listen, these guys are a-holes. How do I join your team?
And then you get stabbed in the throat.
Right. That's fine. But I never have to hear about these hands again, and I'm happy.
And I'm just in the mirror world going,
well,
I'm in the mirror world going, Nightwing, no.
The only way to beat the Bat family, though, I believe would be with killing one of them.
You would have to kill Red Hood.
Not even that. I think
if you kill Dick Grayson,
then
we all die.
We're going to die.
Because
Batman comes out of the woodwork. We're dead. So you got to kill Red Hood.
If you kill Nightwing, then you're going to see a very different side
of both of them.
Well, and then keep in mind here that Tim Drake, evil Tim Drake, villain Tim Drake, is the future of that character. And that, to me, would be a catalyst kind of moment. You might get a snap that happens, and then you get the Tim Drake who has no problem picking up guns and shooting Captain. All of a sudden, I'm at peak physical condition because I wore a stupid helmet.
Listen, I need you guys to read that story arc.
Still not going to change your physical body.
You're like 5'2".
I'm 5'6".
Doesn't matter. He's still going to wreck on you.
No, he's not.
I'm just saying you're wearing a schmedium right now. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not. It's actually small.
That's even worse.
No, it's not.
That's worse. I at least gave you the medium.
His uniform is like super tight, and it's a unitard. I whoop his ass.
He's stronger than you, bro.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
All right. We can take out one of them, you think, with the three of us?
No, we can take out two.
Well, who's the second one?
Well, you already have Nightwing disabled.
Who's the second one?
I'm taking Tim Drake out.
I still don't.
Just because you guys seriously doubt me. That's okay.
So if he wraps you up in the same cord that we're talking that Batman can wrap you up in, you're going to be able to break out of that?
I'll get out of it.
How?
Because I will.
How? Explain. The point of this game is to explain what you do. You can't just say.
He's going
to
dislocate both his shoulders and it's going to get tighter.
So how is it that you think he's actually going to catch me in these cords, though?
I don't think
that has to happen.
I don't think you're going to know where he is.
I will know where he is.
Why?
Because I'm a strategist as well. It's Tim Drake. If I knew I'm going to fight Tim Drake, because we already established
I'm going to fight Tim Drake. Have you been to Gotham before?
Have I been to Gotham before?
Have you been to Gotham?
I've been to Fairgrounds.
Have you been to Gotham?
I've been to Fairgrounds.
Have you been to Gotham?
I've been to North Philly. It's kind of the same thing.
What? And a one, and a two. Earth 2! You deserve one. I've been to North Philly. It's the same thing. Gotham, North Philly.
Hold on, wait. We can use his strategy beforehand. Now, Tim Drake's still going to have the upper hand for actually executing things. In theory, we know everything, but there's only three people at that battle that have done it before. And it's not three of us. So maybe we can take out Tim Drake, all three of us ganging up on him. But while that's happening, we're going to get shot in the head by a Red Hood.
Is it possible that the two of you can just distract them long enough where I can put them all into the mirror?
Well, that's what I was thinking you and I could do with Red Hood.
You could do that.
I think with Ragman's capes, I can at least...
Maybe the goal is, maybe we cross streams.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
Did you take that to a pee joke? You did. You did. And I'm talking Ghostbusters. Get your mind out of the gutter features. So if we can lure them all into the House of Mirrors,
mm-hmm.
right, all three of them, it's going to be real rough for a sec there.
But
if
features
I'm in,
can figure out a way to get them there.
If I'm in the mirror realm, right, and then I can, and you just push them and I make sure I shoot the right mirror, they're then stuck in the mirror realm and I just get out. And we just leave him stuck in the mirror realm.
So the way for us to win is Feature strategizes
mm-hmm.
to get them into the House of Mirrors, where you and I are already waiting. I jump out of the mirror and strategically use Ragman's cape to push them into another mirror one by one.
Personally, I think you use Ragman's cape to block all the exits. I think Features, if you think Features is the guinea pig, I'm hiding in the mirror realm and you're making sure they can't leave.
I'm not the guinea pig. You two are the only ones that don't want to fight.
Right, because we would lose.
Yeah. Okay.
How much can you bench, Feach?
Right now?
Yeah. How much could you curl?
How much can I can curl about? Right now, I haven't gone past 90, but that's what I'm benching and curling right now.
You're benching and curling 90?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe they're in the 300 to 400 range of what they can bench.
Tim Drake's curling 300, 400.
Peak physical form. Yeah.
Tim Drake.
So,
okay.
So
just because he's the weakest does not mean he's weak. It means he's the weakest of the these, and he's the not that he's weak. He's just not the best fighter.
Yeah, he's not the best fighter.
He is his own superhero in his own right.
He's going up against somebody that has the will and knowledge of how to beat Batman.
All right, so the only way we win this is by either pushing them into the mirror world, or we sit back as Features knocks all of them out single-handedly with an arm tied behind his back. I'm gonna go with the mirror.
We can knock them into the mirror world.
Yeah, I think that's our only way to go, and then we just leave them there.
I mean, here's the thing: they're going to come in looking for us.
Wow! So before he was trained by Bruce, he was being scouted by being headhunted by Olympic scouts.
Okay.
How many Olympic scouts have you come across?
Well, due to the fact that there were no gymnastics programs when I went to high school.
So would none be the appropriate answer?
Yes.
Because I stopped.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. You're not an Olympian. You're not an Olympic athlete. He, on the other hand, is.
Well, I'm an athlete, though.
You're not an Olympic athlete.
I can be.
Can be is not is.
With that helmet, I will be.
No, you'll be smart.
No, I will be.
You'll be smart.
I'm more than smart.
You'll be smart.
No, I'm more
than
smart.
Does that helmet inject venom into you to make you stronger?
No.
Okay.
So then how does your conditioning change?
I'm already conditioned. What I'm trying to tell you guys. I'm in shape. I'm ready to go.
Not to that degree.
Menti, I hate to say this. We lose, but do that thing.
We don't lose. You guys need to have more faith in yourselves.
Do that thing. This is the first time. I'm done. We lost.
No, we didn't.
Features got us all killed again.
You got us killed more than once.
I've never gotten us killed.
You had some explanations you did get us killed.
If I was allowed to kill people, we'd be okay.
No, if you were allowed to use certain cosmic level weapons, we'd be okay.
If I could just kill people, we'd be fine, but Menti doesn't want to kill people.
I just said you could kill Red Hood. We'd have to kill him.
We would.
That's not a question. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm looking up to see the strength of Tim Drake.
We'll put that as a stinger at the end, but right now, yeah. I concur with Menti that we'd get our ass beat by anybody trained by Batman.
Oh, my goodness.
Menti, do that thing.
You can find the show at Welcome to Fireside and at WelcomeToFireside.com. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy our content, do us a favor. A like, a comment, a share, rate, all that jazz goes a long way. We truly appreciate the fans that we've been blessed with, and we can't wait to meet the new ones, hopefully that dig this show. All right, I'm Menti.
And I'm Features with the Hands.
Beep you, I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check us out at the OG Podcast Network. That's OGPodcastNetwork.com or on social media at OG Podcasts. Deuces.
Deuces.
All right, so as we said that we were going to give a little teaser at the end, and this is from New 52, the Teen Titans, where they talk about Tim Drake.
Yeah.
And it's actually Batman talking about Tim. Tim was focused and determined as a young man for his age. Dick was classically trained athlete from a long line of acrobats. Jason let his rage and frustration fuel his physical training. Tim was different. He was already amazing long before I met him. Tim pushed himself because he wanted to be the best gymnast, the best student, the best everything, and he was. And then later on in the same comic, are you ready for those Olympic scouts next week? I was born ready, guys. So, yeah, an Olympic trained gymnast. And you're going to catch him.
Yep.
So, interesting enough, we'd happen to know a Olympic gymnast teacher.
Awesome.
And we're going to set a little something up. A little something where we're going to have features go through just a day of what an Olympic athlete actually has to go through to train.
I'm not eating. Was it?
No, you just. Egg yolk? I'm not drinking. I just want to see what you look like at the end of the training session, because I guarantee you, Tim Drake won't have broken a sweat.
Tim Drake is also a comic character.
Uh huh.
So they can draw him without breaking a sweat.
Sure.